logjam of big weddings in the spring. We're back in Ambridge at 7, where Nola Tando has some tough love for Freddie.
I have been given a new life by you.
In June, the Reverend Giles Fraser had a heart attack, followed by a quadruple bypass.
How long will my heart have stopped for?
It will be less than an hour.
That seems a lot.
Yeah. He sets out to find experts who can help him understand the workings and the significance of the human heart.
We don't have a physical sense of our brain working. We do actually have a physical sense of our heart working.
With Susie Orbach, Dr. Rowan Williams, and his own surgeon, Dr. Vassilos Avlontis.
When my wife came in and said, "What's the surgeon like?" I said, "He's reassuringly arrogant."
Yeah. You have to be pretty confident in what you do in order to do it.
This Old Heart of Mine, next Monday to Friday at 1:45 on BBC Radio 4.
This is BBC Radio 4, now the second drama in the new series of Day Release. Lenny Henry plays Frank Watt, a reformed double murderer, trying to adjust to life on the outside. The resettlement and rehabilitation project for young prisoners is really starting to take off, but Frank is finding it hard work. Day Release, Spineless Cacti, by Peter Jukes.
Let me out. I want to again. Please. Let me out. I'm drowning.
Frank, sharply. Unlock the door. You're going to be late.
All right.
Yeah, made your breakfast. Coffee. Orange juice, cookies, medication.
Was I snoring again?
Talking.
Sleep apnea. I thought the fresh air and cycling would help.
Yeah, well, for that you need a guilt-free conscience. No amount of exercise will help with that.
You really tried hard on that one, didn't you? Here, have a biscuit.
How gay is this? Delivering flowers.
I greatly deliver on other things too. You get my meaning.
So, listen up, homeboys. Once you've got excited by your lycra and adjusted your saddles, there are a few safety rules on your first day. First up, these bikes are expensive, like the iPads. And no, don't even think of accidentally losing one of them to some fence friend. They're all fitted with hidden tracking devices. Anything goes missing and you'll be busted back to prison on basic. Wheels of Fortune aims to be the best floral delivery service south of the river. And we need lions on our bikes, not cheetahs. Secondly, the deliveries. Each one of these floral displays has been carefully sculpted by the nimble fingers of our design team. People are paying for how they adorn their lives. If they don't arrive as they left here, my boss, Shuddy, will dock your pitiful pay. She may be small, but she's also got a short temper and a sharp left jab. And she will make you eat one of her cacti. Understood? Right, single file. No wheelies or boy racers. Keep your panniers upright and stick to my speed. I've got all of you on head mics, but if these go down, follow my hand signals. All right. Spin the wheels of fortune, boys. Let's roll.
Though none of you really deserve to live since you're a burden on society, I'm supposed to keep you safe. First threat is at the traffic lights ahead. Anyone see the problem?
Back our lads.
What? Who said? Hold back! What did I tell you? Never draw up alongside to a lorry or a bus on the curbside. See what I mean? If you park beside the truck, they'll be prizing off a lamppost. Now come on, to the car park on the right.
All those steroids in the prison gym, but when it comes to a quick sprint, man, it's a fit, are you? Now, who said the thing about the burqa? Cough or snitch, I don't care. But we're not moving till someone owns it. And you'll all be picking up old needles or scraping off your graffiti tags instead of this.
It was him!
Gross.
What's your name? Yeah, you with a fashy haircut.
Fashy?
Your name?
Kieran Albright.
And yours?
Ricky. Ricky Velez.
It was a hijab, not a burqa, you burks. And you're not supposed to interact with the public except with express permission. You're both on a double warning.
What?
One more infraction from either of you and you lose your temporary license.
Well, that's unfair. Ricky didn't say nothing.
Well, suddenly you care about fairness when you're abusing random women on the street. Now, who's got the first delivery?
Me.
You got 5 minutes to hit the delivery slot. Got the app loaded?
Yeah.
We'll all be listening on the headset to hear you screw up. Now you've only got 4 minutes, 30 seconds. Get a move on.
Right, all right.
Oi, genius. What's the first thing I said in the classroom? Lock up your bike. Don't ruin the display. Life is tough, but even tougher when you're stupid.
You don't have to sign it now.
Oh, this isn't easy.
You have plenty of time to think it through, Afsana.
I've thought of little else for months. Where would I meet him?
You could do it at the Restorative Practice Centre, or here, if you want.
Well, it's peaceful here. The gardens are beautiful.
Thank you. It's part of a resettlement project. Horticulture is very therapeutic for ex-offenders.
What? Don't tell me he's working here.
Not here. Ricky gets day release to work on our delivery service.
You should have told me. Just thinking about him makes my heart race.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't even stay in court for the sentencing.
Well, that's the point of restorative justice. It helps stop you walking around with these labels in your head. Victim, monster.
I'm sorry. As far as I'm concerned, he is a monster.
I didn't mean...
What if there hadn't been other people around? What else would he have done to me?
I put that carelessly.
I still look over my shoulder every day, whenever I hear footsteps behind me. What am I doing?
The important thing is, Afsana, that this gives you back some control. The overwhelming experience of most people going through the restorative process is that it helps those feelings of anxiety and powerlessness go away.
It still feels so random. Like I could get attacked out of the blue, anytime, anywhere.
You had no choice when that happened. Now you do.
I can't walk away from this. I'm tired of being scared all the time. Let's do this. You really do have a lovely place here. It seems criminals get the best treatment.
Well, our aim is to rehabilitate people like Ricky. It's to stop what happened to you happening again.
Can he delay things? He has to meet me, right?
It's part of his court order. But he does have the option of video messaging.
Well, then I don't get to confront him. What's the point of that?
Judy!
Sorry to turn up like this. I've been trying to call.
Could you just give me a minute?
Oh, sure.
Okay, well, we'll see what we can do, Afsana. And I'll get back to you in a couple of days.
Okay. I'm sorry to be so prickly. I don't want to do all this and feel used again. The police were brilliant at tracking him down and getting CCTV evidence, but you're the first to ask what it felt like. And I want to see him face to face to say my piece.
We'll do our best.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Still winning hearts and minds?
You could have warned me you were coming, Bernice.
I went to the CRC office. I didn't know you'd left.
Jumped before I was pushed. We set up the garden and floral delivery months ago.
My bad. I should have called. Been so busy. But what a great place, like a corner of paradise.
Yeah, look at these. Thornless.
So much for no rose without a thorn.
And the scent.
You always wanted a walled garden like this.
We don't just teach them horticulture. We do floral displays, deliveries. Our recidivism levels are so low, you'll soon be out of a job. Nick, you've got to dig in that compost. It will just dry out.
Oh, yeah. Oops.
Mind you, sometimes I feel like I'm dying on Dunhill with these people. So what's been happening with you?
They promoted me to Special Protection Group, based in Barnes. That's why I've been off the radar.
Long commute, even longer to get here. Somehow I sense this isn't a personal visit.
No. Is Frank Watt still working with you?
Yes. We've got his mentoring contract signed over to the new company. Is he in some kind of trouble?
I'll have to be careful what I say. It's very sensitive.
When did that ever stop you? Sorry. That was uncalled for. Well, if you wait in my office, I'll get Frank. Better the ROTL crew don't see you.
No, that's what I heard.
Easy with that oil.
It just needs a dab on the chain.
We're getting more floods because of overpopulation.
You mean the weight of all these new people?
It's not funny. It's serious. I saw it on YouTube.
And have you seen that Peanuts strip where Charlie Brown goes, ha, 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 all day long?
Charlie Brown? I don't know what you're talking about.
Or when the Flat Earth Society boasted it had members all around the globe.
That's harsh. No need to mock.
That's where you're wrong, fam. With fake news like that, there's every need to mock every minute of the day. It's a madness stupid like that which is bringing us down.
Frank, you finishing up?
All right. Put your fags out and store the cycles properly. Any scratches get deducted from your prison earnings.
Did you buy it?
Yeah, 50 grand.
Don't show it to me now. Someone will see.
How are we going to get it back in the nick?
A couple of things we need to sort out. Restorative justice conference with one of your crew next week.
Which one?
Ricky Velez. Is he around?
That's him over there with the guy with the alt-right haircut.
Hmm. When's his next day release?
Couple of days. Is it face-to-face?
Well, victim wants it to be, but it's tricky. Hate crime, racially aggravated assault.
Racially aggravated? Run that by me again.
He yanked off her headscarf. Afsana, Bangladeshi heritage.
I thought Ricky was mixed race.
Half Welsh, half Filipino. What's that got to do with it?
He's a Welshipino.
I don't want him swerving a face-to-face meeting with the victim. Any advice?
Plenty. Don't mix vodka and scotch or eat yellow snow.
That's useful.
It's also true. You know what I think about these restorative sessions. The juice ain't worth the squeeze.
And yet, all the evidence is to the contrary.
It's like your story about Luther Vandross and the edible cacti.
It's Luther Burbank and it's spineless cacti.
Whatevs. You think people are prickly because they're defensive. That by talking things down, you can breed out their thorns.
Yeah, something like that.
I can tell you it's a waste of time. People are what they are, prickly and hard, and you can only handle them with thick gloves.
Well, your great expertise has been noted. Meanwhile, there's someone else I need you to see.
I don't like mystery guests, should he?
Bernice Raven. She's waiting in my office.
Ooh, your ex?
Mm-hmm.
You two back on speaking terms?
It's not a personal visit.
So what's it about?
She won't tell me.
Hey there.
Bernice? Well, I'll leave you two in peace.
Stay close. I'll yell if she uses a chokehold.
Frank, thanks for coming.
Do I need a lawyer?
Of course not.
Then why have you got your notebook out?
This is just intelligence gathering.
You must think I'm... No. I don't like this. I don't like it at all.
It's not about you. It's about your daughter, Aisha.
What about her? Well, she was pregnant. Is there some kind of problem?
No, she's fine. Nothing's happened.
So why are you here?
When were you last in contact with her?
Well, I've never been in contact with her. I haven't even seen her on TV since she lost the mayoral election.
Why is that?
Well, that's my own business. I don't have to explain that to you.
Do you think the revelation her biological father was on a double life tariff affected the outcome of the vote?
I don't know. What do you think? Blame our feral press.
But you personally harbour no grudges towards Aisha? There's no bad blood between you?
Hell no. Why would I... Look, the only reason I don't see her is because I don't want to drag her down. I'm trying to protect her. She's better off not knowing.
I had to ask. Just doing my job. Don't take it personally.
How can I not? She's my daughter. What is this about?
You mustn't repeat this to anyone else because it could threaten ongoing inquiries.
Ongoing what?
For the last year, your daughter has been the subject of various threats. Ever since the murderer, Joe Cox, we've been very alert to tracking threats against politicians, especially women and people of colour.
Well, what kind of threats? From who?
Random talk of acid attacks on social media to more worrying evidence of money being offered to run her over.
What? Well, grab these skinheads and loons, beat them hard on your police van floor and bang them up. That's your job.
Obviously, Special Branch keeps a close eye on most white supremacist groups, but with Aisha, some of the more credible threats seem to be coming from elements in the black community.
Well, that makes no kink of sense. She represents them in the London Assembly. Why would anyone in the black community want to hurt Aisha?
That's what we thought you might help us with. Obviously, you've had extensive connections with the organised crime networks in London.
No, that was in the 80s. Her stepfather, Lucas, he went legit. Anyway, he's dead now.
But maybe other people from that era? Underworld figures with a vendetta?
How would I know? I've had no contact with that crew for years.
Think it through. Here's my number and card. If anything comes to mind, call me.
No. Look, I think your ears are tired. Here, listen again on the headphones. The bass is just too loud.
I think you need more reverb on the vocal track.
Hi, Frank. You can come in.
Hey, superstar. Sorry to barge in.
There's no red light showing. You don't have to knock.
You don't have to put on a red light. The 80s, you had to be there.
You look well. How's the cycle courier stuff going? Lycra still holding up.
Women stop in the street and all, then get run over by buses. It's sad, but inevitable when this much masculinity is on show. As the EP.
Just trying to master the final track. We've got to get it out next week. We're out of dosh. You and Jeff can come to the launch, right?
Sure. He's still working with the CRC and travelling a lot. Just give us both a date.
Well, the main campaign will be virtual. Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube. We're launching a thunderclap.
Actually, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Social media. I'm lost with this stuff. Can you explain it to me?
Yeah. Well, short version. Twitter is where old people argue with strangers. Facebook is where they argue with friends. Mm. You want to market your flower deliveries?
No, it's not. It's something. I'd rather talk about it in private.
Joe's remixing on his headphones. He's lost to the world. He can't hear. What is it? Old flame? Blast from the past.
What do you make of this?
Aisha's Twitter account. 40,000 followers. Wow, I'm jealous.
But look at this. And this. And then this.
Oh, this is horrible. What is wrong with these people?
It makes me so... She's not a radical. She never says anything provocative. And now she's expecting a kid.
Yeah, I heard. Congrats.
And then you get these trolls laying into her, taking her down, day in, day out. They've even said vile stuff about her losing the baby.
Frank, it's sickening. I know. But they're just looking for a reaction. It's everywhere these days. Especially if you're a woman and non-white. Misogynoir, they call it.
You get it too?
Not on this scale. But I'm nobody compared to Aisha, but... Don't take it seriously. Often it's just kids in their basements or sad old men arguing about their comb-overs. All anonymous, all losers. Best block and ignore. Don't let them get to you or her.
Sharla, the police are taking this very seriously. Look, this guy on this blog is handing out her address.
Okay. Yeah, that's different. That's doxing. Normally, with the trolls, I say don't feed them, but... Inviting people to go over to someone's house. That's not free speech. That's trying to shut Aisha up.
It's incitement to violence. I'll bloody batter them.
But you should know, it'll just be a small number of races.
If only. Look at this geezer. He's black.
Anyone can steal a photo. Doesn't mean the person behind the avatar is anything like they say they are. Loads of white supremacists pretend to be black or Asian.
How do we know? Is there any way of finding out?
Looks like they've hidden their Twitter location. But hold on. Joe! Joe, take your headphones off, yeah? How do I track down the origin of this photo?
Reverse image search.
Uh-huh.
Here, use this.
Okay. It looks like the image was grabbed from a school page. Peckham Upper School.
Peckham? Seriously?
Yep. 80s.
Can you zoom in?
It's not very high resolution.
Have they got names on the bottom?
It's hard to read. Just hold on.
Well, I haven't got my glasses with me.
Wayne, is it? Wayne Hopkins?
It's Hopcroft. Wayne Hopcroft.
What's wrong, Frank? Talk to me. You only shut down like this when something's really wrong. Who's Wayne Hopcroft?
Trouble. Big trouble.
Why?
Brother of Neville Hopcroft. Brixton Prison, 92. He came at me with a shiv. I could never prove it was a hit job. His family and crew still think it was unprovoked.
Think I fixed the track? Ready for a listen?
No, not now, Joe. Where are you going?
To sort this out.
So just tell the police. Let them handle it.
No.
But what can you do that they can't?
Everything.
Bastards. I'm coming for you. You won't know what's hit you.
Get out of the cycle lane, douchebag!
Boss, hold on.
Oi, careful!
Stop using your buggy as a battering ram, then. What took you so long?
I can't.
That was almost a body bag moment.
You could have run her over.
She was on her smartphone, not looking where she was going.
I think I'm going to be sick.
So here's the tower block. You got the delivery ready?
Yeah.
Get a move on.
I was trying not to damage it.
Oh, Kieran cannot brain today. He has the dumb.
Get well soon card. Family of Wayne Hopcroft.
That's the third address we've tried with that name today.
Well, there's a lot of Hopcrofts in Peckham. Kieran, make sure you run the camera on the iPad as well. Need to see everything in the apartment and who is there.
What's this about? Why do you need to film all our deliveries?
Training purposes, innit? Now get a move on.
Okay, okay.
What are you up to?
Getting you two in shape. But it's like trying to push dog poo uphill with red hot knitting needles.
I mean with this delivery to the Hopcroft family. Why'd you have to go through all the listed addresses for that name?
What's itching your crotch?
Well, you should know the address already. It's like you're trying to track someone down. Why do you want to film them? What is it? Some kind of gang thing?
Listen, Snowflake. You're on one warning already. And you're going to lose your early release license if you carry on like this.
Just asking. Chill.
Just asking. Just shooting your mouth off when it suits you. But when it comes to actually being a man and facing that woman you assaulted, you wimp out.
I don't have to go to that session.
That's where you're wrong. Court order says you do.
Court order says I could do it by video.
She doesn't want that. She wants to see you face to face because she has some bottle and you don't.
I'm not afraid. I just want to move on with my life. I'm not going to let this define me. I'm not a racist.
That's what the court order says. Racially aggravated assault.
Ricky's assault wasn't racist. Islam isn't a race.
Really? Look around, Enoch. Most Muslims in this country are brown. Funny that. Why are you back so quick?
The Hopcrofts aren't in. They've moved everyone out of the tower block for a couple of weeks. Something about the danger of a gas explosion.
That's all I need.
Not racist.
What about forwarding addresses?
Caretaker says the town hall.
How can I be a racist? Look at me. People think I'm Muslim. I get stopped on buses if I'm wearing a backpack.
Do yourself a favour and shut up.
Doesn't make him racist because he doesn't like hijab. He's against discrimination against women.
Oh, so you want to liberate these women from their oppression by pulling their head coverings off? Try that on the Queen or Mother Teresa.
FGM, terrorism, hanging gays, it's Islam which is the problem.
No, you're a problem. I remember your kind from the 80s. You've just moved on from attacking Rasta music and dreadlocks to headscarves and mosques. I don't know why I waste my... Now look what you've done.
What's wrong now?
It's 5 p.m. Council offices will be closed.
Beer o'clock.
Busy.
Too busy for beer. Call the doctor. We've got a visitor.
Hi, Frank. Oh,
that's all I need. What is this, an intervention?
Just seeing how you were doing.
If we can prise you off the internet for 5 minutes.
Oh, I get it. Someone's been talking behind my back. Snitches. Can nobody keep their mouth shut about my private business?
Yeah, what else are friends for, eh?
I thought our discussion was confidential.
You stormed off. I knew you weren't going to the police about the threat to Aisha. I had to tell someone, didn't I?
And Batman weren't available, so she called the next best thing, the Rotherham Ridge.
Oh, you're drunk.
I am enlightened.
Like a fire in a rubbish skip.
Listen, Frank. You saw what happened to Jo Cox, that lovely woman, and the threats to Gina Miller. This is a huge issue. A white lash of epic proportions across the country, and you cannot deal with this on your own.
I've made it my life's mission to protect my daughter from people like me. I don't need anybody's help.
And what can you do that the police can't do?
A lot more. And the key thing is, I don't care.
Look, you go down that route, taking the law into your own hands, and you'll just end up in prison again.
Mm. Am I speaking Greek? I don't care. Now, can you both just take this opportunity to F off?
Oh, I get it. It all makes sense. He's missing his cosy little cell, isn't he?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Nice routine, 3 meals a day. Back with his books and CDs.
Sorry, I can't hear you over the sound of me being right. Neither of you got a clue about the kind of people we're dealing with. I do. Neville, the guy who came after me, he was on a 7-year stretch for GBH, him and his brothers, from the Peckham Ends. They'd stab you in the thigh at a nightclub just for fun. You're both out of your depth. This is my world, and I know how to navigate it.
But it's not your world, Frank. My gran knows more about social media than you. People steal identities. They use sock puppets.
I use a kosh. It's heavier.
Sock puppets are false accounts. Someone pretending to be something else.
Yeah, and you can't be sure of geolocation either.
It's easy to get a proxy IP address through a virtual private network, isn't it?
And then there's your gamergators and edgelords on Reddit and 4chan.
Yeah, and most
that.
Of the accounts aren't real. They're automated bots.
Is there a country called Gibber? Have you both been there? Because one thing's for sure, you're both fluent in gibberish. Now get out. Oh, come on.
All right, Frank. Right.
There you are. See, the prison smoking ban's working wonders.
It just means you have to catch up for lost time outside.
I don't know how they expect to cope by banning burn. It was the major currency inside in my time.
Yeah, they just pushed it underground. Kids use toilet roll for papers, light up with elements of electric kettles. That's why there's so many fires in the young offenders wing.
Secondary smoking, eh? Irony, Claxon.
My mum nags me to give it up. Says I'll live longer. Or at least it'll feel like that.
My mum used to say the same. It would take days off your life. She never answered when I asked which days. You still want me to be your observer?
Yeah.
Ready?
As I'll ever be.
What made you change your mind?
You. All your blackmail, bullying and harassment.
Amen to that. We live to serve.
And if I'm going to face her, you're going to do me a favour.
Don't try that on. You're in no position to negotiate.
You've got to tell me. What's going on with those deliveries to the Hopcrofts? Why are you looking for them?
Mind your own.
You're supposed to mentor us, Frank. Be a role model. But how can we learn from you if you don't teach us what you know?
They should be calling us any time now.
I just want to understand. You always use this line, don't turn out like me. But how did you get to be what you are? You never let on. Do you even know? Well, what are you doing? Why are you taking your shirt off?
Neville Hopcroft, Brixton Prison, 1992. After Christmas dinner, he came at me with a shiv, and it wasn't the turkey he wanted to carve. He was a big lad and quick on his feet, but I was quicker. He got me on the shoulder and my forearm, here. But then I moved around the back of him like this. Chokehold.
All right, I get it.
I pulled his right hand in close to his neck and then slammed him on the floor, blade straight into his carotid artery. No chance.
Then it was self-defense?
Nah, it was disproportionate. I wanted him dead. I knew him and his crew were out to get me, and now it looks like his family are going for members of my family. My daughter.
Oh, that's just wrong. What happened with you and that bloke in Brixton? Nothing to do with her.
Yeah. Bit like you taking things out on some random woman in a headscarf, eh?
That's a low blow. But you're not wrong.
My work here is done.
Hi. Ricky? Mm. We're ready. And, Frank, though formal attire isn't required, can you put your shirt back on?
So, just to explain, we always start this conference by talking to the offender first. Ricky, can you explain to us what, from your point of view, happened at the bus stop?
Okay. It was, well, what I remember was I was running to the bus stop after college. I was late for football. See, this girl had promised to help me with an assignment, and she never showed up. So, I was angry. I think I fancied her a bit and I felt dissed. And I was just, I don't know.
Go on.
So when I missed the bus, by seconds, I was so pissed off. And this woman was in front of me.
Afsana.
Afsana. Yeah. I don't know. I thought she was laughing at me. Of course she wasn't. She was just scared, backing off at the sound of me coming. I see that now. But then, I just saw red. It all came out.
All what?
Everything, you know? The news, terror attacks, but more, my life. All the things I keep on screwing up. Girls, my project work. I just lost it. Grabbed it. Grabbed her headscarf. I didn't let go. Even when she screamed and backed away, I didn't let go. I just held on until she had gone and was left in my hands.
What have you been thinking about since that happened, Ricky?
Lots of things. But it's like I've split in two. There's what I tell my friends, and there's what I tell myself.
What you tell yourself?
That's the worst. I don't like to. No, I can't.
You've got to try, Ricky.
I don't know how to explain. It's like every night when I get online, I see them. All my old school friends, their Snapchat stories. It's like Britain's Got Talent. They have lives, holidays and jobs, so many friends, parties. They all have futures. I compare their lives to my life and all the versions I see of my future, and I hate them. I hate my life.
Who do you think has been most affected by your actions?
I'm not going to lie to you, but for a year I've been thinking, why did this happen to me? But being here, seeing Afsana, I get it. I really get it. It happened to her. She didn't deserve to meet me.
Don't tell me. Tell Afsana.
I'm sorry. You're so brave. You're so much better than me. I can't thank you enough for wanting to see me and letting me tell you this. You didn't have to do that. You made me so ashamed.
It's okay, big man. It's all good. Let it out. Just don't stain the lycra.
I can be better, I promise. For you, I can be a better person. I won't do it again.
And what about your thoughts and feelings around the incident, Afsana? What went through your mind?
I was just shocked. It was like it was happening to someone else. In slow motion. And the thing is, for those few seconds, I didn't know what Ricky would do to me. Kill me. Rape me. He looks so much bigger than he does now. But he's just a kid.
What was the hardest thing for you since the assault?
Trust. Trusting people. Trusting the street. Trusting my instincts. Trusting this country. It's got worse recently. I keep getting people coming up to me asking, where do you come from? And when I say Newbury Park, they don't stop. It's, yeah, but how did you get to Newbury Park?
Sounds familiar.
And what do you tell them?
When they ask me how I landed up in Ladbroke Grove, I tell them, through my mother's uterus.
You know what? My friends are wrong. I now know Ricky isn't trying to kick me out of the country.
Tell Ricky.
Ricky, I'm not saying that I forgive you, but I do see things could have been different. If we met another time, another place, we'd get on. I just don't know how we got here. I mean, there. It's like we're swimming against the tide. A tide of hate. And it's so hard not to get swept away.
Where is he? Can't take that long.
Probably lunch hour. You know what councils are like.
I know that Kieran is permanently out to lunch.
Watch your back.
Hey! 30 years. When I first saw London after three decades inside, so much had changed for the better. The buildings were bigger, brighter. Pubs had become like French cafes. People were sitting on tables on the streets, which were cleaner, safer, less car fumes, less trash. But one thing which is much, much worse. You know what this is?
I'm sure you're going to tell me.
Roll-on luggage. It's lethal. It's a health hazard. Them and backpacks. You know those idiots on the street or the tube who whack you in the face? It shouldn't be allowed.
First world problems. What? You baby boomers sure have it easy.
Yeah. Cry baby millennials with your flat screens and smartphones. All we could afford at your age was property in central London. But look, if there's one bit of advice I can give you, steer clear of people like Kieran. And if you can't, remember, you don't have to outswim the shark. You only have to outswim your diving buddy.
There he is.
About time.
Kieran, over here.
What's he stashed in his pannier?
I'm sure it's nothing.
Kieran, what are you... Stay there. No, don't even try it. Kieran.
Careful, the road...
Get back here, you lying, thieving, cheating.
Oh, no. It's okay. He's getting up.
Hold my bike.
Where'd that cab come from?
What the hell do you think you were doing?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
You've dented the wheel. What's in here?
Oh, give it back. It's just baccy. It's not illegal.
Tobacco? Why do you need 10 packs?
No, sell in prison for double the price.
I told you, we have a zero tolerance policy. By dealing on the bikes, you could ruin our business.
It's just
tobacco.
And Wheels of Fortune is not going to be ruined by lowlifes like you. We need lions on our bikes, not cheaters. Do you know what? You're out.
But I got the address you wanted.
And I'm not... Where?
The Hopcroft family. It's just down the road here.
Right. Work is over. You can both make your own way back to base.
I'll come with you. You might need backup.
You're already getting my backup. Go away.
You help me, let me help you.
Don't make me angry, boy. So far, you've only seen my good side. You don't want to see my bad side. When I lose it, I lose it. You know what I did to that kid in Brixton? Now get out of my way before you wake up the wrong side of the grass. You get me?
Okay, okay.
Come on, Ricky. He's crazy. Leave him.
Piss off. And don't come back. And Ricky, don't ever end up like me. Ever. Mrs. Hopcroft.
Oh, my goodness.
I have a delivery for the Hopcroft family.
It's incredible.
It's just a floral arrangement. There's a card. You okay?
Oh, sorry. What am I thinking?
Are you Nicole Hopcroft?
Yes. I'm sorry. You just took me back.
Well, I need your signature.
For a moment, I thought, you sound just like him.
Who?
Neville, my son. It's been 25 years. I'm sorry. Come in. Roses. I love roses. Formless, too.
You're obviously fond of plants. It's like a jungle in here.
You're going to have to read the card for me. Cataracts. Who are they from?
It just says well-wisher.
A well-wisher? Long time since I've got a fancy man sending me flowers. More's the pity. Give me those.
Maybe it's from one of your sons.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm just looking at the photos on your mantelpiece. You've got three sons, right?
Oh, heavens, my eyes.
Pip, let me help. Have you got a cloth? There's also a sachet of plant food. They say it makes the blooms live longer. There you go.
I'll put them on the table. Can I get you some rum? You've come all this way.
Well, I shouldn't really.
What?
Drink and bike.
Just 10 drops. Indulge an old lady. I don't often get gentlemen callers. Sit yourself down. Kick your boots off. Drink a bit of this.
Oh, easy now.
And tell me why you've come delivering flowers and asking about my son.
I just couldn't help noticing.
Come on, sit with me. I won't bite. And let me tell you, whether you know this or not, my three sons is some story. My eldest, Jonah, he's in Canada now. Unless he's got his Mother's Day mixed up, he ain't sending me no flowers.
As I said, I couldn't read the message.
Now my second son, Neville, him in the middle of the photo. If you look closely at that photo, it's very old. He passed 25 years ago.
I'm sorry to hear that. What about the third?
That's Wayne. I don't like talking about him.
Did he follow Neville's footsteps?
You could say that, yeah.
It was hard back in the day. There was little to do but run with a gang.
You seem to know what you're talking about.
Is Wayne still in the prison system?
I said you seem to know what you're talking about. But only seen... That's not what I meant when I said Wayne followed Neville. He died a few weeks later.
Oh. I didn't... Was it connected?
Wayne had a drink problem. But he was clean for 3 years. Then after Neville was killed, he took just one drink, just one bottle of wine on the day of the funeral. And it killed him. Aren't you going to finish your rum?
Well, I'm late.
Did you get what you came for?
Sorry.
Don't you need a signature or something?
Oh, of course. Here.
There's no need to be nervous.
I'm not.
Why are your hands shaking?
I knew Neville from prison.
Really? Was you friends?
Not really. Not close. Until the end.
You sound just like him. That's why I froze on the doorstep.
How have things been since he died?
I don't go a day without thinking of him. I have his picture by my bed. I say sweet dreams to him and Wayne every night. My boys. For years after, I kept on seeing one of them in the street, in the shops, on the bus. I ran after this boy, but it was never him. But then the ghost stopped. I kind of miss them.
What about Neville's dad? Is he still around?
Elijah? He died long before, when Neville was about 10. Heart attack. All that fried plantain and saltfish.
10? I was 10 when my dad died. All that rice and peas.
Jamaica?
Yeah. Windrush generation. Ladbroke Grove. They worked so hard. He was a bus driver.
So was my Elijah, but from Guyana. He was so upright, so British, hard-working. And then when Elijah died and I was on my own, 3 boys. I didn't have time. I was tired. I was angry. No wonder the boys kept away from home. Had I known who Neville was associating with, I might have saved him.
You can't.
What?
Blame yourself.
Speak up.
Blame yourself. He made his own choices.
Oh, I know. He didn't need to go that way. He didn't need to hang out with those people. For so long, I was angry at the man who killed him. Then I had a dream. The man who killed him came to see me. And he was just like Neville. Then, somehow, I understood everything.
I'm sorry.
Don't be.
I've got to go.
I was just getting going. Nobody comes to see me these days.
I'm late. I've got to go.
Well, come back any time. You don't need to bring flowers.
Jeff and Sharla confirm it. Frank spent the last few days trying to track down the Hopcross family.
He shouldn't have got involved. We worked it out weeks ago. It was a far-right nuisance account. They were using a picture of Frank's second victim to troll his daughter.
He's still not answering the phone.
Why didn't he talk to me?
Because you're a cop. He's a lifer. Figure it out. You should have told me.
I couldn't. It was confidential intelligence.
Secrets and deceits. That's what really helps a relationship thrive. Said no one ever.
Are you sure it was this part of Peckham? The Hopcrofts aren't registered to any address around here.
Ricky was very specific. Did you hear what I said about secrets and lies?
It takes two to tango, Shuddy.
Well, you hated dancing. I love dancing. We never really talked about it.
We should. Properly. One day. Hold on. Slow down. Is that Frank?
Oh, no.
We might need uniform.
He's not dangerous.
How do you know? Have you ever seen him like this?
No. He looks like a wounded animal.
A wounded animal's lash out. Delta Sierra Tango 957. I need a car at Lowestoft Road, Peckham.
I can't leave him like this out in the rain.
Should he? Hold on!
Frank! Frank! Are you all right? Come on. You'll catch your death.
So let's get him into the cab.
I can't go back.
Back where?
Did you see the Hopcroft family?
I saw a ghost.
I don't like this. Any update on the response unit?
What do you mean, Frank, you saw a ghost? What scared you like this?
I killed him. I killed myself.
What happened, Frank?
Make that a blue light.
I was him. He was me. I killed myself, Shuddy. I killed myself.
In part 2 of Day Release by Peter Jukes, Frank Watt was played by Lenny Henry. Jeff was played by Ralph Einson, Sharla by Carla Crome, and Shuddy by Devia Mir. Bernice was played by Janet Kumar, Nicole Hopcroft by Cecilia Noble, Ricky by Taylor Kovacevic Ebong, Kieran by Gary Duncan, and Afsana by Sudha Butcher. Other parts were played by Neil McCool and Rupert Holiday Evans. The director was Mary Pete.
And you can hear the concluding part of Day Release at the same time tomorrow.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. The Brexit Secretary David Davis has been accused of treating Parliament with contempt after withholding some information from MPs about the potential economic impact of Brexit. The government has provided a dossier covering 58 sectors of the economy to the Brexit Select Committee, but it doesn't contain sensitive information. The committee's chair, Hilary Benn, said this was in breach of a parliamentary motion instructing the government to provide the material. But the junior Brexit minister, Robin Walker, told the Commons that ministers had been as open as possible.
Furthermore, it's important to recognise in some cases there are commercially and confidential information in the analysis, and in many cases the analysis was developed to underpin advice to ministers on negotiation options in various scenarios. It is well understood, as was the case under successive administrations, that such advice to ministers must remain private.
Ireland's Deputy Prime Minister Frances Fitzgerald has said she resigned over her handling of a whistleblower scandal to avoid a potentially destabilising snap election. In a statement issued hours before a planned motion of no confidence, Mrs. Fitzgerald insisted she'd acted with integrity throughout her political career. The Pope has used a speech in Myanmar to call for justice and a respect for human rights, but he refrained from any specific mention of the plight of the country's persecuted Rohingya Muslims. Sharing a stage with Myanmar's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, Pope Francis said all ethnic groups should be respected. Police are investigating the fatal stabbing of a man in a children's play area in Crawley in West Sussex. The victim, believed to be in his 60s, was treated by paramedics but was later pronounced dead. A 22-year-old man has been arrested. Zimbabwe's new president has offered a 3-month amnesty for people and companies to surrender public funds illegally stashed abroad. In a statement, Emmerson Mnangagwa said that when the amnesty expired, those who'd failed to comply would be arrested and face prosecution. BBC News.
If you were listening to Radio 4 last night, you may have heard Emily Sunday in Master Tapes. Well, in half an hour, she'll be taking questions from the audience about her debut album, Our Version of Events. That's at 3:30 here on Radio 4. But first, Shortcuts, our space for new short documentaries and adventures in sound. Today, Josie Long delves into hidden worlds.
This is Shortcuts. Brief encounters, true stories, radio adventures, and found sound. Today, The Insider.
You don't know if you're going to be here for 10 days, 20 days, 5 days.
If you are time travelers out there, please contact me. I can assure you that, you know, whatever you tell me will be with the absolute strictest confidentiality.
They're in their cells.